Well, hey guys, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Thanks so much for joining us today. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about this one idea, the church as the bride of Christ. Now, the Bible has a lot of different metaphors, a lot of different word pictures that describe what the church is like and what the church is. And one of those is the church is the bride of Christ. Now, as a kid, I was confused by that. I would hear people talking about this idea, and I had all these pictures of a white wedding dress, a long veil, a bunch of flowers, and I really didn't get where I fit into that picture. Then even as a single adult, as a young adult, I was confused by that. So here's what I want us to do for the next few minutes. I want us to hit the rewind button. I want us to go back about 2,000 years to Jerusalem so that we can dive into the context of the Jewish culture. This is a big deal. See, the Bible is written for people of all times, but we have to remember that when it was written in a specific time period to specific people. And so we've got to start with what did it mean to them, and then we can appropriately ask, what does it mean today? Well, this is super helpful, because in the Jewish wedding process, it started between an agreement of two fathers. One father would agree to allow his daughter to marry the son of the other father. And so this young couple would have this public announcement, this public ceremony, where they announce their intentions and say, we're going to get married. But they didn't get married right then. Instead, it started a betrothal period that lasted about a year. And what would happen during that year is the groom would go back home to his father's house, and the groom would begin preparing a room for his bride. When he finished that room, the priest would come over and the priest would inspect it. The priest would make sure that this new room was better than the living conditions that the bride is currently in. Now, for the bride, she didn't know exactly when the wedding was going to happen. Imagine the stress of that. She didn't know exactly the day. She didn't know the hour. All she knew was in about a year, the wedding was going to happen. So for that year, she and her wedding party attendants spent that year getting ready, preparing so that they would be ready at a moment's notice. So finally, that day would come. The wedding feast and the ceremony all started with the groomsmen leading the groom through the streets, and they would yell out, they would say, behold, the bridegroom comes. They'd actually blow a horn, and the whole wedding party went to the bride's house, and she had to be ready, for her new husband was going to immediately take her to a wedding feast that would last, get this, for 7 days. And so this process was so important. And so I think as we think about the bride of Christ today, it's not about standing in an altar. It's not about wearing a white dress. It's not about holding flowers. But what it is about is it is about waiting, and it's also about preparing for his presence in our lives on a daily basis. See, we find ourselves today in this unique period of time. We find ourselves between the time Jesus came the first time and when he comes again. We don't know when he's coming again. There's been lots of people that have falsely tried to predict when he's coming again, and they have all been wrong. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour. But what we do know is that he is coming again. Now, what happens for many of us is we get distracted. We get distracted by the earthly fears that we have. We get distracted by stress. We get distracted by the daily grind of just living life. And if we're not careful, we'll waste this period of waiting. The way that we don't waste this period between when Jesus came the first time and when he's coming again is we prepare ourselves. We do what they did when they were waiting for that wedding to actually happen in the Jewish culture. We spend our time waiting for him and preparing for him. See, Jesus is coming again, and when he comes again, it's going to be too late for us to say, man, I wish I'd cleaned up my act. I wish I'd focused more on my relationship. In that moment, we have to get ready. And that's what we're doing here at Sugar Hill Church. At Sugar Hill Church, as we near Easter, we recognize we don't want to rush past it. We don't want to miss the significance of that moment. We want to use these next 5 or so weeks to say, I want to get ready. So here's what we're inviting you to do. If you download the Sugar Hill Church app, there's a button on the second row that simply says, get ready. And what we're asking our church to do is to say, hey, let's prepare our hearts. Let's use this season of waiting to grow closer to him. There's 3 easy ways to do that. One is to be part of what we call the daily aha. When you click that get ready button in the Sugar Hill Church app, you'll see the daily aha, where you spend a few minutes a day reading God's word, responding to God's word, reflecting to it, reacting to it. It's a great way to dive into scripture and to dive into intentionally praying for what God wants to do. So that's the first one. Join us for the daily aha. The second one is to join hundreds of other people that give sacrificially every single week. Over the next 5 weeks, would you consider giving $20 a week above what you would normally give? So if you don't give anything currently, would you give $20 a week? Or if you give $20 a week currently, would you give $40 a week? Would you give sacrificially investing in what God wants to do? And the third thing we're asking you to do is to join us in prayer and fasting every Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. during the season. During the prayer and fasting, here's what we're praying for. One, that God would turn our hearts towards Him, that we would be in tune with Him. Two, we're praying for our church as a whole, that we would get ready because on Easter, we're going to be able to serve and love more people than ever, and we want to be ready for that. Three, we're praying that God would provide the funds needed to launch the PATH project and also meet our current needs of adding additional backpacks that we're filling every single weekend this year. And the last thing is that we're praying for our neighbors and our neighborhoods, that they would experience the love of Christ and that maybe even through our prayers that we would be able to invite them and encourage them and that we would continually pray for them. And so I want to encourage you, one great application of being the bride of Christ is that we need to wait and prepare. Would you consider joining us in the season of getting ready that we wouldn't miss all that God wants us to do? I hope you have a great day today, and we look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.